Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much. Good afternoon. This is Straight Talk, where Monday through Friday we talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and whatever is shaking up and down I-77. Our broadcast is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy with us today. Your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And as always, our streaming on the World Wide Web provided by our friends at HighSpeedWeb.net. 24/7, 365. Joining us today, a familiar face, a dear friend, Lincoln Lawling, is here from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they've got a big event, a banquet coming up that I know you baseball and sports fans will be familiar with and very excited about when you find out who's coming to speak. But you and I last saw each other last summer when you were pinch hitting, as it were, in the dugout for our friend Joe Hudak in the Piedmont Pride. Were you the interim coach for about a week there while he was on one of his missionary trips? So it's great to see you again, Lincoln. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Hey, glad to be here. It is good to be here. Enjoyed myself this summer filling in, coaching collegiately for the Joe Hudak.
Yes.
And great to see you again.
It's great to see you. Well, let's talk a little bit. For those who don't know who Lincoln Lawling is, the Reader's Digest life story, as it were.
Man, I don't know if we have enough time for that. But, well, as you just heard, I'm a former Summer Collegiate Baseball League interim head coach for the Piedmont Pride, but I am on staff with Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in the York County area. I've been on staff with Fellowship of Christian Athletes since I started this journey in 2011. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was a baseball coach. Heading in the wrong direction, though. Started in the varsity level, then went to middle school, then after that, 3- and 4-year-old T-ball, so I figured FCA was a better fit for me. But I've been doing this for almost 9 years now, and served in various areas, Gaston County and Union County, and then York County, South Carolina. And, man, it's a great team here. Love serving, love doing this. And I'm a sports guy, always have been, and being able to integrate my faith and sharing that with coaches and athletes is a great fit. And just enjoyed serving here in Rock Hill.
Now, for those who are not familiar, describe a little bit of what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is.
Yeah, so Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been around since 1954. A large organization, just hired our 2,000th staff member worldwide, so we're in all over the world doing sports ministry, and our vision is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And we build relationships with coaches and athletes, move them into environments of spiritual growth, and it's these coaches and athletes, it's voluntary, student-led, and we just come alongside them and say, hey, sports is a platform. Sports is a good gift from a good God, but it's not God. There's life after that. It is a platform. It is an avenue. So our job is to come alongside these coaches and athletes and work with them and serve them and lead them and just be a resource for them and do what we can on their journey. And, I mean, it's a huge platform. It's 58 million kids under the age of 18 are playing sports in America right now. So we think, man, it's just a huge platform and a great opportunity to use such a big platform for the greater good, to do something good with.
And it can influence a lot of lives in a very, very positive way.
Absolutely. I believe if you ask anybody that's played sports, do you have a memory of a coach? Whether it will be good or bad, you don't know, but they will have one. And mm-hmm. You're right. As coaches, you have a great opportunity. Second most influential voice in a young person's life is their coach. And you're right. I mean, the amount of kids playing and the amount of things going on, it's a great opportunity for influence, great opportunity to do something great. And with the sheer numbers playing, I mean, great thing about it is we don't have to create the platform. Everybody's playing sports already, so it's just a great opportunity.
You do a lot of work, obviously, with the schools there. I mean, this is Rock Hill, a very big football city, USA. Obviously, we're headed into the spring sports season. Of course, a lot of excitement across the street with yesterday's big win and clinching of the Big South Conference Championship by the Winthrop Eagles. Fellowship of Christian Athletes encompasses all of that. I mean, you have a direct link to the, all these various teams at the high school or the college level that you were mentioning earlier.
Yes, we do. The FCA has a presence from elementary school all the way up through college. And yesterday was a very exciting day. I was texting back and forth with our staff, is watching the Eagles win that game there. Very excited about that. Our FCA has a lot going on the Winthrop campus. Our staff person there, Angie Lanier, Rock Hill legend, Winthrop, former Winthrop athlete, works a lot with the coaches and athletes there. A lot of great stuff going on with the basketball program, and thanks through some volunteers we have. And, yes, we've got a staff doing things in the high schools as well. We have a young man named Corey Hinton doing great work with our Rock Hill high schools and stuff in York. Then we have a lady, Leanne Scroban, who does an amazing job with our middle schools, elementary schools, does youth camps during the summer, does awesome stuff with that. And we're excited. We just hired a man named Doug Barrett to lead our ministry efforts in the Fort Mill area as it's booming as well. So you're exactly right. We've got opportunities to invest in coaches and athletes through elementary and middle school huddles before or after school, and then obviously the coaches and athletes all throughout the county on the high school campus and the college campus right here in Rock Hill.
Do you find a lot of the athletes, or when they become former athletes, you know, and move on in their lives and become business people and such, that they return to you to visit?
Typically they do. You know, that transition time from playing sports your entire life and then you don't, I think we all go through an identity crisis. Mm-hmm. And once you find your way and you get things going, you're right. People do come back and they're like, man, we'd love to be involved. Or how can I be involved, whether it's serving with you guys, investing financially, or having an opportunity to speak into the lives of the people we used to be. Maybe they can help teach them not to make some of the mistakes that they did, and they do. And it's great when people come around, because once a coach or an athlete, always a coach or an athlete. So it's great to have those men and women come back around and get involved in what we do. And it's great for the kids to see it too. People that have been where they are, going on and pursuing their purpose in life, and being able to come back and share, it's awesome to be able to see that.
It stays in your blood. I mean, I think anyone who's ever played a team sport, whether it's baseball or football, and when they move on or no longer playing it, the biggest thing they miss is the locker room, so to speak, that camaraderie that comes from a team and everybody pulling together for a common cause and that sort of thing. And those memories never leave you, no matter how old you get. You were talking about coaches that had an influence, and I immediately thought, back to high school, in the 70s, in my case, Lon Russ on the football team was the head coach, and, of course, Josh Bessix is a very spiritual man, Josh Bessix, at Northern High School in Baltimore, which is no longer there, and Manny Werner, my baseball coach. All these years later, I can remember the influence and impact that they had, and right down to the old cliche, there's no I in the word team.
You're right, and it does. It stays with you. If you ask those that played, those that coached, what do you miss the most? You're exactly right. It's the camaraderie. And that's what we share with these kids a lot. Obviously, winning is important. You want to work hard. You want to beat the other team. But don't miss out on the relationships that you get to have. I mean, it's huge. I look back at my baseball career, and I don't remember near as much as what I did on the field as I do just sitting on the tailgate after the game, talking and having fun. And it's a blast. So for people to be able to come back and be a part of that and have the camaraderie, it's good. It is always in your blood. As you can imagine, a team of staff that we have that are all former coaches and athletes, we're all a very passionate group, a very enthusiastic group, so it's always entertaining. We're always competing, trying to outdo one another in a good way, so it never goes away.
And you're always rooting for each other anyhow.
Absolutely, we are. That's one of the good things about it, and it's true. The more I do this, the more I realize the same things on a sports team. When you've got great culture, great servant leadership, it translates so great into a team. When you're investing in others to make them successful, pulling for them, it just brings the chemistry, the culture, the excellence to a new level. So it's exciting.
Now, is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit organization.
So the obvious question is, how do you get financing? Is it government grants, or you know, banquets or things of that nature, or fundraising, or, you know, how do you do it?
It's fundraising, and primarily through relationships that we have with individuals. Businesses invest in what we do. Churches invest in what we do. Foundations invest in what we do. However, all of those resources are typically started through a relationship we have with a person, and that's what we do. We have a budget that we set every year that I, as the area director, get the privilege of being the chief fundraiser in the area, and I enjoy it. People ask me, is it tiring? Do you get fatigued? I say, absolutely not. When you see what the money's going to and the life change that's taking place in coaches, athletes, campuses, communities, it's really a joy to be able to ask people and to invest in that. So our staff has a portion of that. They're responsible for us as the area, me as the area director, have that, and our local leadership board help us do that by being a mouthpiece for the ministry. And primarily we have individuals and businesses that invest annually and monthly. And then we also have two main events. We have a banquet in the spring and a golf tournament in the fall that serve as a dual purpose. One, to generate more contacts and people invest, but also people that are investing in our ministry, we love to bring them out, just show them what's going on, how God is using their investment, because we truly believe when people invest their hard-earned dollars into what we're doing, it's a partnership, it's a relationship, it's not a transaction. So that's primarily how we're funded, through relationships with individuals, businesses, and tell them what we're doing and share our need and ask them if they'd like to invest, and that's the way that we do it.
Now, in a county such as this one that is just exploding as far as growth, does that make it easier for your mission and what you're trying to do, especially from the selling aspect of it, but not to mention, you know, the services that you all offer and provide?
It does, and it doesn't. I think the growth is huge, because now one of the things that we talk about a lot as an organization is limiting our focus. I think one thing that's tough is with this much growth and with this, there's so many opportunities. So I think us as an organization are always striving to narrow our focus. Instead of being good at a lot of things, let's be great at one or two. But it does. Listen, it provides great opportunities as we're growing as a community to be able to get in front of new people. You have more opportunities to share what we're doing. That's why events like this are huge, because it allows us to get multiple people in a room at one time and share what we're doing, and it also breeds excitement, man. When things are growing and people are excited about it, and when you're able to say, hey, we want to come alongside this growth and this community and these people and serve them and lead them in the right direction, people are very excited about it.
And, of course, you've got the big news, and we talked more about it this morning in our broadcast, that first reading will be held by your county council this coming Wednesday evening about the deal between your county and the Carolina Panthers and the relocation of their new team headquarters here. And I'm sure it's a matter of time before Fellowship of Christian Athletes is talking to the Carolina Panthers, if they're not already.
Absolutely. Very excited about that. And us as an organization have created a lane specifically to specialize in ministering to professional teams. And as we all know, that's a different ball game. But at the end of the day, they're coaches, they're athletes. And I tell you, what we're seeing is a lot of these guys that are on the Panthers or other pro teams, they were part of FCA in high school, a part of FCA in college.
Exactly. So they have more than a passing familiarity.
Absolutely. So it's a great honor to be able to come alongside them and do that. Looking forward to that opportunity, if and when it presents itself. We've had some small opportunities in the past to be able to serve them, and praying and hoping that God will open a door that we can continue to do that here.
Now, how can people contact or get in touch with you all? Is there a website or number there or
is.
Anything?
So we have if people want to learn overall what we do organizationally, we have our website at fca.org. Locally, we have our website, which is very simply yorkcountyfca.org. And on there, there's registration for our events. There's my contact info. There's Stephanie Blackman, who's our amazing operations specialist, to get in touch with. And people are more than welcome to email me at LLAWING, that's L Lawing, at FCA.org. And and get in contact with us. But through our website's a good place to start. Go in and shoot us an email. You can view our staff contact information, call any of us, and maybe you're thinking, hey, I've got a young man or young woman that's in school in Rock Hill or Clover or York or Fort Mill, and I'd like to know what's going on. I'd encourage you to look on the website, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and let you know what's going on, or you could help us start something if it's not.
That's always a wonderful opportunity to start something where it did not exist before.
Absolutely. I love doing that. I'm kind of a pioneer type, so a lot of people say, man, we'd love to have an FCA huddle, or huddle simply what we call our groups that get together, mm-hmm. coaches or teammates or classmates, and people say, we'd love to do that, but there's nothing going on. I say, well, what a great opportunity to get one started. And you'd be surprised. This generation of young people coming up now, they're very cause-oriented. They're excited about doing stuff like that. So we'd love to be able to come alongside them, equip them, resource them, and it's a great opportunity.
An excellent opportunity. Now, there's a big event coming up that we've been dancing around. We're going to talk about it in part two of our program today. As we take our mid-program break right now, Lincoln Lulling is with the Fellowship of Christian Athletics, or Christian Athletes, rather, of course, Executive Director. And Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We broadcast the program live right here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes. Now, here's the pressure part for Coach Lulling here. The magic way they do this on the count of three is 3, 2, 1. Slice. Garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new at Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log in to Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Hey, Alex, what makes Substation 2's corned beef so healthy?
That's easy. Substation's corned beef is all natural, just beef and seasonings. No nitrates or added ingredients.
Substation 2's corned beef sandwich is back, but only for a limited time. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And welcome back to our Straight Talk program for this Monday afternoon. Lincoln Lulling is with us. Coach Lulling to me, because We got to know each other after we spent some time together last year with the Piedmont Pride as he was pinch hitting for Coach Joe Hudak, who was away on a mission. But he is with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and you have a very big banquet coming up here, and I tell you, you could not have gotten a better speaker than the ones that you got, and I'll let you go ahead and break that news.
Absolutely. Well, on March 23rd, we're excited to welcome former MLB legend Daryl Strawberry with us for the evening. Very excited about that. Community's excited about it, and he has obviously a sports story, and he's got a great story of grace and redemption. I mean, Daryl, by his own admission, and lived a life outside of God for some time, excelled in the sports world as a baseball player, and man, God showed him great favor and grace and restoration in his life, and he has been sharing that story quite regularly for some time. He's done events with FCA throughout the country. He's done events with Focus on the Family, Christian ministry focused on marriage. He's done events at Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, great communicator, great guy. We are very much looking forward to having him here on Monday, March 23rd at First Baptist Church in Rock Hill. Great venue, excited about that. And, man, we are looking forward to it. We've been preparing, our team has. We're in the closing stretch here with 2 weeks to go and getting everything in order.
Well, Daryl Strawberry is an amazing story. You're right. He was a National League Most Valuable Player, had a career average of .256, 335 home runs in a storied career, played for the amazing New York Mets during their glory years, the Davey Johnson period, I call it, of the mid-'80s, where they were world champions, and everybody remembers the ground ball underneath the poor old Bill Buckner's hobbled knees and legs. But and then Daryl, as you said, had a fall from grace that led him out of New York and the Mets, and he bounced around a little bit after that, went to the Giants and back to New York with the Yankees and another team in between there for a cup of coffee, the Giants, for one season. But then, through the grace of God, found his way back out of the wilderness, so to speak. So it'll be very interesting to hear him tell that story. And he's written a few books as well, most notably recently, it's simply called Straw, which was his nickname.
That's right, he has. And I had and knew his story on the field, a little bit off the field, but as we began researching, bringing him in, you're right, he's done a number of things, a lot of alongside his wife, publications they've done, and just a great story. And so we want local coaches and athletes and supporters of our ministry to hear, as he said, hey, sports are great, but if you don't have things right on the inside, if you don't have that purpose through your Creator, if you don't have your priorities in order, the game can only take you so far. And he does a great job communicating that.
That's exactly right. You know, my father used to have a saying, million-dollar talent, two-cent head. You know, and for a little period of time there, Daryl suffered from that affliction. But again, through the grace of God, found his way back, was able to salvage a career, and then has just had an extraordinary life. And it's just a tremendous, dare I say it, American success story, because he does a lot of philanthropical stuff that you've mentioned, you know, and gives all the glory to God. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's hard to knock that. I don't care who you are. So when is the banquet? Where is the banquet? How can people get tickets to come out and see Daryl Strawberry?
Well, March 23rd. It's a Monday night, 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
And it is at First Baptist Church in Rock Hill. And what this is a celebration dinner, fundraising dinner, twofold. One, we want to share with the community what all God's doing through FCA. Thank them for their support. Also, we want to ask others to hear what God is doing through it and invest financially if they'd like. We'll have a time of great food. There'll be testimony from local coaches and athletes. And then, of course, Daryl will speak. You can find all the information as far as registration on our YorkCountyFCA.org website. And we have things available. Tables of eight, $500. We have individual tickets for $75. If you'd like to meet Daryl, we have our gold sponsorship level at $2,500. Eight people can meet him, sit front row. Got a couple of signed items we'll have for those sponsors, and a lot of different sponsorship options. And the goal of this banquet is to continue to raise funds for our organization, for our staff, for the resources we provide. Also, We have more coaches and athletes going to summer camps this summer than we've ever had before. So our goal will be to raise money for the kids that are not able to pay their own way. We can come alongside them and help them. So it's going to be a great night, great food, great fellowship, good testimony, great word from Daryl, and a little bit of vision about FCA. And whether you want a table, a sponsorship, a ticket, YorkCountyFCA.org has all the information on there. And feel free to reach out to us or go on there and check it out.
And again, you are a 501c3 nonprofit, which means this is all tax deductible.
Absolutely, every bit of it.
You know, for those who are sitting out there thinking, maybe a little afraid, well, you know, hey, hello, you can write this off your tax because it is a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit contribution.
Absolutely. A friend of mine was telling me he owed too much money in taxes this year. I said, there's a solution to that.
If you knew
a guy that was a part of a successful nonprofit doing good work, you could invest money into that, take that off your tax bill a little bit.
Lower that liability.
Absolutely. So if any of you guys out there are paying too much money in taxes, we have a solution for that Monday, March 23rd.
Not that I'm a financial genius. I leave that to my friends at Anderson Griggs, but I know enough to know what a nonprofit profit can mean to you, and especially one that's as good as the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So again, the banquet 2 weeks from tonight. They can visit yorkcountyfca.org.
Correct.
The website, a number they can call and talk to you.
704-214-2145.
All right. I got about 4 minutes left. What have I missed here so far, Coach?
Hey,
how far off the bag did I stray?
Hey, I don't think you stretched off too far at all. I think we got right to the core of what we do and how we carry it out and things that are coming up and a lot of things, you know, going on.
So you're getting ready for another baseball season, and you guys are going to be out and about with the teams and doing things, and I'm suspecting I'm going to see you again at some point this summer when Coach Hudak goes off on his missionary work with members of the Pride. He took 3 trips last year to the Dominican Republic. I, knowing my friend as well as I do, I suspect he'll be doing it again this year. So I'll get a chance to spend some more time with you and see you then before
Absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've our staff is out and about with a lot of the high school teams right now, digging in from Fort Mill to Rock Hill and everywhere in between, and also doing a lot with some of the youth teams. You know, a lot of youth facilities popping up, a lot of sports being played off campus, so great opportunity there. And you're right, in the summer you'll see me. Anytime you can have 25 to 30 college-aged baseball players in town, it's a great opportunity for ministry. I love coming alongside the Pride with FCA to serve those athletes and coaches. As a former baseball guy myself, I look forward to it, and maybe if I'm around enough, I'll get to coach a little bit again this year.
So. Well, the worst scenario, we'll get you up in the booth. I'll bring an extra headset.
I'd love to do that.
We'll talk more about all this. But Lincoln Lulling, the Executive Director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, our guest today. Their big banquet coming up 2 weeks from tonight. A number of sponsorship-level opportunities that you can get involved with. Bring the company out, buy a table, or individual tickets, or all kinds of things, and an opportunity to hear a great speaker, Daryl Strawberry, and maybe even a chance to meet him, because you know he's got a very, very important message and one that is timely, and you'll come away feeling a whole lot better, I have no doubt. Coach, I'll see you this summer.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Indeed. Count on it. Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. By Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. We broadcast live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop, the home of fresh subs and salads made right before your eyes. And the coach will tell you the only way they do it is
slice, 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 slice,
garden, 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 garden. We'll see you tomorrow for Straight Talk.